o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A public funeral service begins in a few hours in Louisville, Kentucky for the late Muhammad Ali.
Before this afternoon's funeral, a procession will make its way around the streets of this city, passing by locations associated with Muhammad Ali. People have come from all over the world to remember the greatest of all time, but to folks from Louisville, he was just the hometown hero who brought joy into their lives.
He loved everybody, you know, people of all cultures, creeds, religions. Doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
He's champion of not only the city, but of the world.
Even today, young children like Cameron Grimes are learning from Ali's legacy.
Always follow your dreams, no matter what, and keep on doing good.
Bill Clinton, Bryant Gumbel, and Billy Crystal will be among those delivering eulogies at the funeral. Steve Kastenbaum in Louisville, Kentucky.
Bernie Sanders held what may turn out to be one of his final campaign events at RFK Stadium in D.C. last evening.
What I am extraordinarily proud of is that this campaign has received more individual campaign contributions than any campaign in American history up to this point.
Sanders said his campaign has done as well as it has because he's told the truth. D.C. voters go to the polls next Tuesday. His event last night came just hours after President Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton. Things got heated at a meeting of the Fairfax County School Board last night when the board heard testimony on the proposed transgender bathroom policy. Two men were escorted out by security after interrupting the proceedings.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's not your turn.
Away from my kids. Human rights for our children. My God.
It's an evil.
Gender identity.
Evil.
Opponents of allowing transgender kids to use the bathroom of their choice say they were not given adequate notice that the school board was going to be taking up the question, so they didn't have time to sign up to speak. Metro's new chief safety officer is taking a holistic approach to studying safety and maintenance problems as he works to undo years of neglect.
One of his first steps, looking at Metro's safety department.
One of the gaping holes in your safety department is that although you have people who respond and investigate accidents, you don't have a true dedicated investigative body, and that's the one thing I'd like to create here.
Another step, Patrick Lavin asked the American Public Transportation Association to do a peer review of the system. It will include figuring out what's causing all those arcing insulators.
Is it a failure of the insulator? Is it a failure of our maintenance programs to properly clean the tracks, clean the drains?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Seven witnesses took the stand yesterday on the first day of trial for the police van driver who's facing a second-degree murder charge in Freddie Gray's death in Baltimore. Prosecutors say Officer Caesar Goodson gave Gray a rough ride and was criminally negligent. In just weeks, Styrofoam will become harder to find in Prince George's County.
Starting July 1st, you won't be able to get food in a Styrofoam container. It's something Prince George's County Councilwoman Mary Lehman says restaurants were given plenty of time to prepare for.
You know, we certainly didn't want to see businesses that had, you know, 4, 6, 9 months worth of foam products just throwing them in the trash unused.
This also includes a ban on selling Styrofoam in grocery and other stores. Similar bans are already in place in Montgomery County and the district. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,985. The NASDAQ at 49.59. Sports, the White Sox snap a 5-game losing streak at the expense of the Nationals. The Orioles win their 5th straight. Stanley Cup final, San Jose takes game 5. NBA final game 4 is tonight in Cleveland. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Metro Safe Track Rebuilding Project means major shutdowns and delays.
Spending more time in your car? Spend it with WMAL. Mornings on the Mall.
That could have an impact.
Okay. Plus traffic with Jamie Whitten.
We'll get you around the problem.
Depend on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go on a Friday morning. 270, not so bad, leaving Frederick past the Monocacy. It's as you approach Route 80 Urbana down toward 109. That's about the slowest stretch of it. No troubles, 29. As you head out of Columbia, Burtonsville, down through to the Beltway, to 95 in the BW Parkway. Also good. As for the George Washington Parkway, great. No problems. 395. A little bit sluggish in Landmark 66, starting to get that volume on the increase here, pushing through Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Better at Point of Rocks. Have the overnight construction. Looks like lanes are now open south of Point of Rocks on 15. South of that, seeing a little bit of volume as commuters are now getting farther south. On the safe track plan, yes, plan for extra time. Orange and Silver Line single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston through June 16th in that stretch. Additional delays this morning. They're still dealing with a signal problem outside of the West Falls Church Station. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds pushing south and temperatures staying seasonable today, getting into the low 90s over the weekend. Today about 83 with developing sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel at WMAL. Right now 66 in Woodbridge, 55 in Hyattsville, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Bernie promises party unity. But first, a final rally in D.C. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Bottom of this hour, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will give us his take on the drone strike emails, apparently, that were in Hillary's accounts there. 7:05, James Rosen, Fox News Channel. 7:35, Del Wilbur will be in studio. His new book about a ride-along with Prince George's County cops. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
So when you get your lips, yeah, like that.
Hey, you like this? This is Pitbull. A lot of people like Pitbull. And he was playing on a show the other night. And you might say, well, yeah, I like that Pitbull. You know, Pitbull's he's an entertainer. He's a great talent, no doubt about that. Many people like him. But why was he on the Country Music Awards? Why was he making an appearance on the Country Music Awards? Why were people like Pharrell on the Country Music Awards? Why was the group Fifth Harmony on the Country Music Awards? And it is baffling to many people who love country music. They did have some country music. They did have some country music out there. I mean, for example, the Oak Ridge Boys and Blake Shelton, they were pretty country.
Like 30 years old.
Yeah, but had 40 years Blake old. Shelton's not 30 years old. He was out there with them. So, I mean, there was country out there, but a lot of people were decrying the fact that the Country Music Awards weren't very country. Uh-huh. And you know what? As I listen to country music, as a lifelong country music fan, I find myself in agreement that country music is not very country these days. Why do you think that is? Is as a country music fan, do you find yourself really not liking what you're hearing on the radio these days? Do you wish that country music actually had steel guitars and fiddles like it used to? Are you missing that kind of stuff? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, we talked about this briefly yesterday in passing, that a lot of people were complaining about the Country Music Awards not being very country, and I made the point that country music is not very country these days. It's more like pop rock. I mean, I think that maybe you've seen a lot of crossover artists who've gone from country music into pop. Taylor Swift comes to mind. She made the big transition, and she no longer does country music, although that's how she started, and that's how she found her fame. She moved on to do other things, and I think that other people are now trying to follow suit, and I think country music is none the better for it. I want a return to country music. Am I alone in this? Do you have strong feelings about this, country music fans? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
You know, this is always a dangerous territory for me because I am well aware of the fact that there is a lot of crossover appeal to the people who enjoy listening to talk radio and news talk radio and what we do here every morning on Mornings on the Mall, mm-hmm. and people who enjoy country music.
Right.
I get that many people enjoy both genres of entertainment and information. That being said, I have made no mistake, no secret of the fact that I am not a big fan of country music. I don't quite get the appeal, and much of it just starts to sound the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
sort of like Broadway songs.
No,
yeah, they all sound the same
Broadway
to me.
Is very different.
Yeah, no, it's very. Listen, I mean, listen. Right. You heard one Broadway song, you've heard them all.
You know what? Just because I am giving my opinion about the music you like doesn't mean that you then have to get so defensive and attack the music.
Go ahead.
I
didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I think you did mean to interrupt me. I think it was very concerted effort to interrupt me. That being said, when I look at the reaction from country music fans about what happened here, it resonates. I mean, there was a huge outcry on social media, and it continues, about how these country music awards, the CMTs, were an absolute abomination in their minds. I guess what they were trying to achieve, well, listen, if you're a fan of the country music genre, mm-hmm. and you want it to be, you know, you want to promote country music, right? You want other people to enjoy country music. Then I think one of the ways to do that is to reach out to audiences who might not be listening to country music, bring in some of the stars from other genres, like Pharrell from pop music or R&B or, a Pitbull or whatever. Bring them in and say, look, these guys like our music. They perform our music in their own style, but they like our music too. And that's a way to sort of have this genre crossover to say, see, this is really accessible music. It's not that uptight white guy with a beer and a pickup singing about his breakup like you think country music is.
Yeah.
Even though, let's face it, that's exactly what country music is.
Oh, no, it is not. It's so much more than that. Well, I mean, am I alone in all this? Gauging from the phone lines, I would say I am not. Matt and Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. What do you think? What's happened to country music?
Well, I think that somebody in country is probably part of the Republican establishment because they keep trying to appeal to the crossover moderate middle, and it just doesn't sound like country anymore.
Yeah, so, I mean, give me what is country to you, Matt?
I would say Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, Haggard.
Yeah, sadly, we've lost Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, and we don't have, I think, there are very few country artists who carry on in that tradition.
What makes country country? Maybe I'm missing, is it the orchestrations? Do you have to have, like you said, a fiddle? Do you have to have a steel guitar? Can you do country with just a bass, a rhythm guitar, a lead guitar,
Johnny
and a
Cash
set of
did.
Drums?
That's all he had.
Okay, so what made Johnny Cash's music different and made it specifically country?
It was the stories that he told, and the way he told them, and the character of his voice, and the personality that he brought to it.
Okay.
Johnny Cash, I mean, you know, look, I play guitar, and I've always said that I know every Johnny Cash song that was ever on the radio, because basically it's three easy chords. But beyond that, he really was, I think, personified what country music could be. He had songs about going to prison, he had songs about trains, and he had songs about love and life, and you know, that's Merle Haggard the same way. And I'm not saying that, you know, there is no good country music out there, but I don't find many people who carry on in that tradition anymore, and I think that the genre is not well served by this movement toward pop music.
Okay, so here's what I'm not understanding. So basically, you just described what made a Johnny Cash song a Johnny Cash song, mm-hmm. and it had nothing to do with the style or the delivery. It had to do with the story and the content of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So when Nine Inch Nails does a cover of Hurt, a Johnny Cash song, is that not still a country song? But they're now doing it in their style.
Yeah. Well,
that's the thing. Is country music a musical genre, or is it a philosophical genre? I think that's why I'm confused.
And by
this.
The way, Johnny Cash also did I think it's a Nine Inch Nails song called Rusty Cage.
Yeah.
So I mean,
they both did covers.
That's right. Well, let's see. Let's go to Jack in Calvert County. What do you think, Jack? What's going on with country music these days? Do you find that it's very country?
In some places, yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
I think the whole genre has gotten bigger because a lot of the rock and roll has faded a little bit, and there's more hip hop. So I think a lot of people are moving over to country just because it's a little more accessible.
And so do you think they've adjusted country music to welcome those people?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely, for the dollars. But there are some, I saw an amazing group at the Rams that a month ago. Vince Gill works with a band called the Time Jumpers.
Wow.
Outrageous. If you ever get a chance, it's some of the best country swing music you'll ever hear.
Wow, I love that. Vince Gill, now there's a guy who still taps into the traditional country sound. You know who I like out there right now that's still, he's a huge star, and that's Brad Paisley. Still very country, even though he appeals to a wider audience.
Right.
Well, more of your calls straight ahead, 6:15 on WMAL. Why is country music not so country anymore? I'd love to have your thoughts about it. 888-630-9625. Right now it's time for traffic and weather. Every 2 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66. It looks like early sun glare actually catching us. I had to do a triple check here with police and looking in the cameras to see if anything was blocking. Nothing in the way, but heavy through Manassas. Again, Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. We're doing okay through Falls Church for now. 95. Brief delay in Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. And here we come on to 395 off the Beltway, heading toward Landmark. In through town, no problems on New York Avenue. Southeast Southwest Freeway open between the 14th Street Bridge and 11th Street Bridge. 295 just starting to get bogged down a bit southbound near East Capitol Street. 270, some volume through Urbana to 109. And Metro Rail, that seems to be the hot topic right now. Still dealing with additional delays because of a signal problem. That's how we got the morning started off. Unfortunately, signal problem outside of West Falls Church and single tracking on the blue line in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for some clouds early in some parts of our listening area, but generally sunny skies in the afternoon all across the board. A high of 83. Tonight, some clouds, low of 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 92. That's right, in the 90s. And on Sunday, temperatures also in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 6:17 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Now this is Pharrell.
I ain't no game that you wanna play.
On the Country Music Awards. Now, I like Pharrell, and I think his music is completely fine. I even have a lot of Pharrell on my iPod. But it's not country music.
Well, he's performing with a group called Little Big Town.
Yes, he is.
Song is called Come On. And according to Karen Fairchild from Little Big Town, she said, what started out as one writing session a few months ago turned into multiple writing sessions, as well as back and forth trips from Nashville to Los Angeles. Pharrell loves country music, is a huge fan of harmony. That shared passion and appreciation took us on a creative journey we had no idea would happen. And she says the music feels like our worlds have collided in the best possible way.
Collided, yeah. I'm not sure I agree with the second half of that sentence.
So is there no way for country music to... I mean, every time I ask, what's country music, I'm getting two dead guys and Loretta Lynch.
No, I don't think she likes country music, best I can tell.
Who's, you know, in her 70s, God bless her, and that's wonderful. But so in your mind, and again, I'm just trying to get educated here, can country music as a genre not progress and change at all? Must it be locked in solid...
There is country music, and then there is rock music, and there is pop rock music. And what I find is that so much of country music now, if you listen to it, it sounds like rock music from 20 years ago. It sounds like classic rock. The structure, the sound, the instruments, it doesn't sound country.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't sound country at all. Now, there are some people out there. Blake Shelton still does country. Jason Aldean still does a little bit of country, although a lot of his stuff is rock-laced. I think that we are watering down the all essence of what country music is.
I'd like to bring in David Ashburn here, because here's what I don't understand. Rock was born in the 50s, but if you listen to rock music now, it sounds nothing like rock from the 50s, because it has evolved. Music evolves, but it doesn't mean that it's not that genre anymore. Dave, can you help me out here? Can country music do the same thing?
Well, I think that it can evolve. One of my bigger problems is the writing.
And by the way, Hurt was written and performed by Nine Inch Nails first and covered by Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I got that wrong. I apologize. But I know that Johnny, but other bands like Fish has covered some Johnny Cash songs.
But my big problem, and yes, I do believe that the sound of country is watered down. And I'm not sure that I would say that that pop and rock has overtaken it. You've gotten a lot of Southern rock influence and a lot of pop influence, but for me it's the writing. And when you look at great Queen songs, they're written by one guy and performed by three guys and have been played millions of times. They're platinum records. And a lot of these songs today are come up with in a studio by a panel of people that say, oh, this will be popular.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's more of the writing. And country tells a story. It tells a story in a way that you can understand the words, and there's certain instrumentation and there's a certain feel to it. And really Garth Brooks is the one, the Garth Brooks era of the 90s is really when it started to change. You started to get this influence of more of the rock feel, more of the Southern rock feel, and the whole world started to change in country. But, as long as the writing stays pure to me and the stories stay pure, I love old country. In fact, I'm a musician. I wrote a song for my wife for our wedding. We were just married 6 weeks ago. And one of the participants in the wedding, I could see his face as soon as I started playing this old country halftime sort of riff on my guitar. And afterwards, he says, "I can't believe you wrote that song for your wife." Not a ballad or a contemporary Christian song, but that's just how it came out. And so, I play a lot of Johnny Cash. I play a lot of stuff. And to me, it's the writing. It's the story.
I agree with you. It's the vibe of the song. It's the message of the song. It's the way the stories are told. I mean, a lot of country music songs really do tell a great story. And that's missing, I think, in today's country music. I really do. Listen, let's see if we can get somebody else in here. How about Evie in Germantown? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Evie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was on the air for a long time at WMZQ and KDW in the Valley as Joey Summers, so I've been in the biz for a long time. And the problem I have is that country artists, the great country artists, they were writing about what they knew, the world they came from.
Yep.
Suddenly they decided, hey, this is a moneymaker. And Taylor Swift, I hope your phone lines don't explode with all the Taylor Swift fans, but she's a perfect example of everything that went wrong with the business. Mm-hmm. She's a one percenter, rich banking family, didn't grow up on a farm, didn't grow up in the country. She grew up in Pennsylvania, suburban, and she's a rich girl from Pennsylvania who wanted to be a star. Mommy and daddy, who had the means to move, because they were rich bankers, move her to Nashville to get her start. And besides the fact, we won't even go into the fact that she sings off key, the problem with Taylor Swift is that she always wanted to be a pop star, but it's a lot harder to go get a deal in California, the big record labels, it's a lot easier to make your mark in Nashville.
So she used country music to get her start and then did what she always really wanted to do. Well, I think you may be right about that. Evie, thanks for the call.
So you have to come from humble origins to be a country star?
No, I don't necessarily think that's true.
That's Evie's position.
But I think she has a point about how she used country music. More of your calls straight ahead. It's 623.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
Man, my carpets look great because I had zero res out this week, and they got rid of a couple of stains that I put on my carpet from drinking some wine. That was kind of not, advisable for me. But they took care of it, and man, if you've got some nasty stains on your carpet, why don't you have Zero Res come out and give it a try? Because I bet that they can get it out. And not only will they take care of the stains, but they're going to take care of the dirt, the mud, the traffic marks. They put some protectant on the hall in my apartment when they first came out a year ago, and I got to tell you, they came back to clean again, and my hall still looked fantastic. They didn't barely need to touch it because they put that protectant on. They know what they're doing, and they're going to make your carpets look brand new again. Why not have your carpets look brand new instead of actually paying for brand new carpets, which, boy, that costs a lot. Guess what doesn't cost a lot? Getting Zero Res out to clean your carpets. Right now, they've got a special, Larry O'Connor WMAL special, in fact, for a limited time only. They're going to clean your carpets for $39 a room. $39 a room. Try getting new carpet for that. That's a huge savings. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at zerorezdcmetro.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Carlos Mencia, 38 Special, Martina McBride, Joe Nichols, and Jeff Foxworthy. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 2 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, this is what we like. I mean, love through Annandale, Tyson's, no troubles. The Wilson Bridge, just starting to see a little bit of that volume forming near 210. Top side of the Beltway, yep, we're getting a little bit sluggish as you head outer loop from 95 to George Avenue. Exceptionally heavy here approaching University Boulevard, but I'm not seeing anything in the cameras. 270 southbound through Urbana and Clarksburg, slowing, but that's it through Gaithersburg and Rockville, wide open stretch. Now, Virginia, do have the volume on 66 in Manassas, briefly in Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church. Metrorail, we've had a tough week. Under the Safe Track plan, they continue to single track the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. We're picking up more drivers on the roads. Additional delays, though, on Metrorail this morning. They are still dealing with the signal problem outside of the West Falls Church station. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's our region center of medical expertise in more than 40 specialties. For a referral or an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting in the clearing now. Clouds pushing south, getting into sunshine pretty quickly. 83 today, low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 627 on WMAL. See, now, this is what Taylor Swift does now. But she did get her start in country music, and a lot of people, a lot of young people started listening to a little bit of country music because of Taylor Swift, but then she made her entree over into pop music, and I think she was about packaging and really was never really, her heart was never in true country
music. Okay, but that doesn't explain why the people at the Country Music Awards decided to have Ferrell and Pitbull come and perform at their show.
This is what's baffling to me. I don't understand the decision at all. I really don't. I don't think that I can't understand why you would do that. It's like, as somebody tweeted out, they said, "Look, they're all good and fine musicians. I grant you that they're talented, but we could have had actual country stars on the Country Music Awards instead of them." And I have a hard time arguing with that. Well, listen, I hope that there's somebody that comes along and saves country music like they did back in the 1980s when Ricky Skaggs came back on the scene. Chet Atkins said he single-handedly saved country music. I hope there's another savior out there. 627 on WMA.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-406-7775. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache. And it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-406-7775. 1-800-406-7775.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer to talk about developments in the email scandal and especially a chain of emails that had to do with drone strikes. It's all coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A huge procession will escort the body of the late Muhammad Ali around the landmarks of his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky today. It'll include his boyhood home, the boulevard that now bears his name, and the museum that stands as a lasting tribute to his boxing triumphs and his humanitarian causes. Thousands are expected to line the parade route and then cram the KFC Yum Center for a memorial for Muhammad Ali. Bernie Sanders didn't mention Hillary Clinton's name at a rally last night in Washington, a rally that may have been one of his last. Sanders' appearance came just hours after President Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton.
It was quite amazing to keep anything in secret in Washington for an hour, much less 2 days, but that is exactly what President Obama did, making a video Tuesday prior to releasing it on Facebook. This was just after his Oval Office meeting with Bernie Sanders. Clinton had gotten a heads up as early as Sunday that the president's endorsement was forthcoming.
Correspondent Suzanne Malvo. Reporters still can't pin down Maryland Governor Larry Hogan on whether he'll vote for Donald Trump. They tried at a Hogan news conference yesterday, and Baltimore's WBAL radio tried, but Hogan wouldn't budge.
You know, I've talked about this repeatedly for 4 or 5 months, and my position has not changed. If you want my answer about Donald Trump, you can Google it.
Hogan does say he will not be going to the Republican convention this summer. Tense moments last night at a meeting of the Fairfax County School Board during a discussion of the policy on transgender bathroom use. Two men were escorted out by security after interrupting the proceedings. Opponents of the new policy say they weren't given enough notice to let them sign up to speak at the meeting. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,985, the Nasdaq at 49.59. Sports, the Nats lose to the White Sox. The O's beat Toronto. Stanley Cup Final, San Jose takes Game 5. NBA Game 4 is tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and a Harry's limited edition shave set will make the perfect gift. It looks cool, it feels special, and it's something that Dad will actually use. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, a very happy Harry's customer. Harry's gives me the best, most comfortable shave I've ever had. That's because of Harry's 5 German-crafted blades, flex hinge, and lubricating strip. A limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. Plus, it comes in a sleek gift box with the option of adding custom engraving and a personalized card. And if you go to harrys.com right now, they will give you $5 off your first purchase if you use the special promo code, which is BWILSON. Supplies are limited, so act now. Go to harrys.com, enter code BWILSON. Harry's also offers shaving sets at different prices starting at $15, and you'll get a free refund if you're not happy. Stop compromising and go to harrys.com right now. Use the promo code BWILSON.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter, Sarah, continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway, we have a crash now. Maryland Beltway outer loop as you come from College Park heading into Silver Spring. This is the outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue before you get to University Boulevard, right as you approach that bridge there over the Northwest Branch. Stay to the right to get by. Still have additional fire and rescue units sounding like they're responding to the crash. Beyond had a little bit of volume. Still as you approach George Avenue, getting down to the Beltway, 29, haven't had any problems. Connecticut Avenue out of Kensington, good. George Avenue out of Olney, no problems. 270, the volume, Urbana and Clarksburg, but that seems to be about the thick of it. 66, definitely slow with the sun glare a factor. Jammed through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and volume through Falls Church. Nothing to report on the Greenway. Better news on Metro Rail. They had a signal problem outside of the West Falls Church station. They finally have that resolved, but keep in mind, we're still dealing with the Safe Track plan. Orange and Silver Line, single track between East Falls Church and Boston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking ride in this morning and a good-looking ride on this Friday afternoon. We've got temperatures that are around where we should be this time of year, but a nice heat up for the weekend. Today, 83 with sunshine, some clouds, 66 tonight, partial clouds tomorrow. 92 with late-day shower, maybe a thunderstorm. On Sunday, partial clouds and highs warm in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 55 in Beltsville, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by ARS of Virginia. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, James Rosen with Fox News. At 7:15, there was quite a little kerfuffle at the Fairfax County School Board last night. Elizabeth Schultz, member of the board, will join us. Del Wilber has a new book. It has to do with what it is to ride along with the homicide detectives in Prince George's County. Sounds like pretty good tales were told during that whole story writing process. He'll join us at about 7:35. Then Brett Baer with the Fox News Channel at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's talk a little bit more about Hillary Clinton's emails, because even though she made history this week with her nomination, the Federal Bureau of Investigation's security review continues over her use of a non-governmental, unsecured private email scheme. Now, I jokingly emphasize the word security review because, you know, Hillary Clinton and her campaign have continued to call the FBI investigation into this practice a security review.
Right.
It's a lie.
Yeah, it never was.
Yeah, and despite the fact that FBI Director James Comey has said, we're the FBI, we don't conduct security reviews, we conduct criminal investigations.
That's right.
Her website is still lying. If you go to her website right now, and I suggest you do, it says there's a whole Q&A back and forth about the, you know, bringing out the truth and the facts about the Hillary Clinton email story. Mm-hmm. And here's the, you know, they do it in a Q&A. Is the Department of Justice conducting a criminal inquiry into Clinton's email use is the question. The answer is no. As the Department of Justice and Inspector General's made clear, the IG made a security referral. This was not criminal in nature, as misreported by some in the press. Really? Not criminal in nature, a security review. Well, the problem with a lie, Brian Wilson, is if you're going to tell a lie and you have a whole bunch of people who are on your side and supporting you.
Who have to follow up on that lie.
They all need to continue with the lie.
They need to be in sync. They need to have their stories straight.
And it's hard for somebody like Josh Earnest, the spokesman for the White House, to
who's
be able to
winging it out
get
there
in
every
line.
Day. Yeah. He's out there.
And, you know, and to like, you know, recontort your brain and your tongue to use the words FBI security review, which is just a very unnatural thing to say because, again, the FBI doesn't do security reviews.
No, they
do criminal investigations.
Right.
Once in a while, the truth is going to slip out. As it did yesterday when he was answering a question from our own friend James Rosen about the security review.
Mm-hmm. President, when discussing this issue in each stage, has reiterated his commitment to this principle that any criminal investigation should be conducted independent of any sort of political interference.
Any criminal investigation.
Criminal investigation.
Which means that he was referring, of course, to the Hillary Clinton criminal investigation.
Yep.
So that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That is a big oops. I'm thinking that Josh Earnest didn't get the memo about this one. Or maybe... maybe she sent the memo via email, and then it got deleted with all the yoga classes and the wedding plans and all of
that's
those.
That's probably
things.
What happened. Well, I mean, it's interesting that on the day that the president was endorsing Hillary Clinton, that from the very podium there at the White House, Josh Earnest refers to it as a criminal review.
Right. That being said, there is actually something quite nefarious in the news today about these emails, and that has to do with a Wall Street Journal report right now that suggests that one email in particular seems to be at the center of this entire investigation, the criminal investigation, or at least a big, I shouldn't say the entire, but this is something that they're paying a lot of attention to.
The phrase that I've heard is that a lot of it is centering on this particular batch of emails.
Yeah, there were a bunch of emails that included Cheryl Mills. Her name is constantly in these stories, isn't it, Cheryl Mills?
Yeah.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Everywhere.
And a diplomat, several diplomats involved in Pakistan. And this had to do with what is now being described as an exchange using vague words. They're calling it a vaguely worded, almost coded exchange over a drone attack that was being conducted in Pakistan. And in the emails, which, by the way, when you look at it, you can click on an image of the emails, and the whole damn thing is redacted.
Yeah, in total.
Except, you know, a couple of names, and then, you know, they'll, like, redact this entire body of the email, and then there's one line at the end that says, so are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. The most transparent politician ever, right? Mm-hmm. So they've redacted this entire thing. Hillary Clinton, of course, says, oh, well, that I want all of this to be out. They're just overclassifying. There's no reason why this needs to be classified. Give me a break.
In total, 7 email chains, 22 documents, and each and every one of them redacted in total.
But,
because they were classified now as top secret.
But people understand that the content of those emails at the time were absolutely top secret. They had to do with the drone strike in Pakistan. It involved diplomats in Islamabad as well as in Washington. And here's the important thing. In the emails, according to this report in the Wall Street Journal, they actually say, we're conducting this conversation this way because we're on vacation and we don't have access to our classified email servers. And the whole thing funneled through her server, the private.
Which was not secure.
Which was not secure. And as we now believe, according to people like, you know, former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, he says it's highly likely that this was hacked by our enemies.
We've talked to expert after expert after expert about this, and each and every one of them says that they would be shocked if other foreign nations were not hacking that email account. In fact, former directors of the NSA on this program have said, I would have no respect for those people, and I have a lot of respect for them. I would have no respect if they were somehow missing this wonderful opportunity to mine data.
Heck, Brian, forget about experts. Lanny Davis said he assumes that that server was hacked. He told us that right here as well. So
he's certainly no expert.
When that when those emails were hacked, they got information that had an exchange over a drone strike in Pakistan to suggest that this is merely a security review and that our national security was never compromised, as the president has told us, is, well, it's just one lie after another.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Your to-do list doesn't disappear at 5 p.m. You can schedule a visit with your Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend.
All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Well, we're a little bit busy now. George Washington Parkway, this does not need to happen. There are plenty of signs. There's an overhyped truck stuck under the Memorial Bridge in the right lane. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, and we're slowing as a result. Beltway, we've had a couple of problems now resolved in Silver Spring. The crash on the outer loop before we get to University Boulevard, that was cleared from the left lane. Headset over near Joint Base Andrews on the outer loop. Crash after Route 5 Branch Avenue. That was along the right side. This really puts the pressure on northbound 5 trying to get up on through to the Beltway. Now let's get you on the stretch on the inner loop trying to get to the Wilson Bridge. Your delay is now beginning before St. Barnabas Road. Travel lanes have been open. Problems reported from DDOT in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound near D Street. Reportedly an incident in that stretch slowly getting by, and we're starting to see delays form actually off of each direction of the freeway to get into that northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing to see the cloud deck push down to the south. We're in the clear sky now this morning. If you've got clouds, you're south of the district. Getting into sunshine pretty quickly here. Everywhere, 83 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds around 66. Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer. A southwest breeze, 92. Maybe a stray storm later Saturday into Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warm. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees at 6:47.
Have you accounted for some of the most overlooked expenses in your long-term financial plan? Tune in and find out this Saturday at noon on Investing Sense.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart.
Is this country?
That's country. That's 1942 country
and,
right there.
And anything that diverges from this is just wrong. Like to hear Pitbull do this.
Yeah.
Listen, Texas leads the way in this country in a lot of things. Texas leads the way in, you know, oil drilling.
Yeah.
And in barbecue beef.
Yeah.
Barbecue beef. Their pork, not so good. But
Hey.
They lead the way with women with really big hairdos.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on there. And they're also leading the way in lawsuits. Well, at least state-to-state lawsuits. Hmm. Texas had the lawsuit against the federal government right, against the Obama's executive amnesty.
Right.
And they've won that one all the way.
They've
started rallying other states to sue the federal government over the transgender bathroom bill.
Right.
And
yeah.
Now here's another one. The state of Texas has 20 other states on board with another lawsuit. Now, this is not against the federal government. They're suing the state of Delaware. I love this story. It just makes me happy that we are still, you know, this federal government of 50 states who, you know, have squabbles now and again. And here are 21 states led by Texas who are really angry at Delaware.
What did Delaware do? I mean, you got this big state of Texas picking on this little tiny state of Delaware.
Well, Delaware's sitting on $400 million right now that these 21 states claim that they deserve. Here's the deal. You know how states can recover unclaimed money,
right?
For one reason or another, if it's sitting in a bank account that's gone dormant or in any kind of financial transaction, if the money sits for a certain period of time and nobody claims it, the state then reclaims it. That's the thing that happens. You get a notice sometimes
about it.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Delaware is sitting on $400 million through a internet business. There's multiple business. The most popular one is called MoneyGram, where you can send a money order to somebody. You know, you can do this with PayPal, too, right? PayPal's a pretty famous one, although I think they're based in, where are they based? Not North Carolina. But anyway, they're based in Silicon Valley, actually, in California. And basically, if I have to send money to this person, you know, instead of going to the bank and standing in line and getting a money order, you can send money this way. So you say, I'm in Maryland, and I want to send money to this person in California, and so I use MoneyGram, and then they send it on my behalf, like a check, like a money order. Well, if that money doesn't get claimed and it's just sitting there, who gets the money? Now, the state of Maryland would say they should get the money because I sent it from here. That's where the transaction took place. But Delaware, they're saying,
because the transaction took place there,
because the business is here in Delaware, we get all this money. And now these 21 states are saying, oh, hell no. And so this is a major deal. And it's really funny. I love it when the states all squabble like this and they can't resolve it. And Delaware says, hey, it's our money. There are two transactions. The first transaction is the guy who sends Delaware the money.
Right.
The second transaction is Delaware sending the money to California.
But if nobody claims the money from Delaware,
the money's still sitting in Delaware.
It's sitting in Delaware.
That's what they're saying. So we got to see how this thing shakes down.
Very interesting.
But it is a big deal. And Delaware says Texas is full of you know what, and they got to go climb a tree. And it's Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia, all very angry at little old Delaware.
Hmm.
Joe Biden, unavailable for comment.
It is now 6:51.
You know you're not sleeping enough, but what can you do? More sleeping pills? Not look at your phone in bed? Let's be honest. Why don't you do something easy to get the good night's sleep you've been missing? Like getting a fresh set of sheets from Boll & Branch. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. My wife and I founded Boll & Branch to make the most comfortable sheets you'll ever sleep on.
Luxury sheets can cost $1,000 in the store, but ours don't. They're only a couple $100 because we've cut out the 800% retail markup by only selling directly to you online at BollandBranch.com.
Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. Even three U.S. presidents sleep on Boll & Branch. Shipping is free and you can try them for 30 nights.
And if you don't love them, we'll give you a refund. No questions asked.
At Boll & Branch, summer is about having fun. Check out our beach towels, limited edition throw blankets made lighter and brighter for summer, and our classic sheets. Go to BollandBranch.com today for 20% off your entire order when you use promo code SLEEP. That's 20% off right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-406-7775. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-406-7775. 1-800-406-7775.
Time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Seema Modi.
Hello, everyone. Seema Modi here for CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Apple stores are being targeted by thieves dressed as employees. The New York Post says $55,000 worth of iPhones have been nabbed since February. It'll be all eyes on the central bank on Wall Street today. The Fed meets to discuss interest rates next Tuesday and Wednesday. Wall Street will also likely learn that consumer sentiment slipped a little in June. It looks like consumers have grown a little more pessimistic in recent weeks. The referendum regarding Britain's possible exit from the European Union is one reason. Another, the upcoming conventions. Also on the docket Friday, computer maker Dell, now privately owned, is holding a conference call to talk about its first quarter financial results. If you haven't booked your flight yet, you're too late for a bargain. Higher summer fares kick in today. And in Nashville, it's the start of the 2016 Country Music Association Festival. It's expected to rake in $60 million. Proceeds going to Tennessee schools. I'm Seema Modi for CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have troubles in the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT's telling me they have an incident northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel just before you get to the U.S. Capitol exit with two lanes blocked. Now, this could affect the ride out of Virginia, and already is. Heavy delays across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway to try to get into that backup in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also affecting the ride as you come off of DC 295 to head over the 11th Street Bridge on that stretch of the freeway into the tunnel. So plan ahead. Looks like we have a crash inbound Suitland Parkway after Alabama Avenue. Let's go to the Wilson Bridge. The Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now, that's pretty normal. Not normal is the outer loop just after St. Barnabas Road jammed to the crash after Route 5, and that's along the right side. We have two left lanes getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for clouds early and then generally sunny skies as the day progresses, and a high of 83 degrees should be pretty nice. Tonight, some clouds and a low of 66, and then this weekend. This weekend is amazing. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy skies and a high of 92. And then on Sunday, they're talking about partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 6:57.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A first responder who risked it all was given a heartfelt hero send-off this week. With service at the World Trade Center following the September 11th attacks and national disasters like Hurricane Katrina, she was completely dedicated to the business of saving lives. She even had the opportunity to meet President George W. Bush for her work. Getting on in years and suffering from kidney failure, the family felt the only option was to let her go. The send-off included full honors by the Texas first responders who lined the walkway and offered Breton, the 16-year-old Golden, her final salute as she entered the vet facility. An emotional send-off for one of their colleagues. After the demanding duty of search and rescue, Breton traveled to schools to help children read and helped other search and rescue dogs. The fire department said that their furry friend was a civil servant, a hero, and a family member to the 400-strong department, proving once again, heroes come in all sizes. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
More fireworks, subterfuge, and shenanigans at the Fairfax County School Board. We'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz and find out what happened last night.
We'll also talk to James Rosen from the Fox News Channel about what happened in the White House briefing room yesterday. Pretty interesting. Also, though, he's a